vision, your guidance system will just continue to call you forward, and the path will become clearer and brighter and more obvious to you the more downstream turns you take. When you are feeling despair and you're reaching for relief, that relief does not feel like clarity. It only feels like relief. When you are in anger and you try to find a thought of less anger, that less anger does not feel like clarity. It just feels like less anger. When you are feeling angry and you reach for a thought of frustration, that frustration does not feel like clarity. It just feels like relief from the anger. And that's why we want you to understand, and the perfect answer to your wonderful question is, the feeling of relief is your indication you are on your path. And we think that's what's been confusing so many of you, is because you think that your path always must feel like harps and angels. You think your path must feel like rockets going off. You think your path must feel like the answer to all questions. Your path feels like relief from where you are. So relief, 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 and before you know it, you are in such a state of well-being. And we want to say to you, there is no end to the improved state of being that you will find. Some people say, well, I wish my stream would just slow down and give me a chance to figure things out. And we say, really, you don't want that, because any way you look at it, the faster moving stream is always a better ride, provided you're up to speed with it. Imagine the airplane, 50,000 feet in the air, 500 or 600 miles an hour, and you're sitting there calmly looking out the window, watching the landscape go by, all is well. Put that same aircraft on the ground at 500 or 600 miles an hour, not such a calm ride, because the resistance is evident. So the more you are reaching for feelings of relief and finding them, and the more you are understanding that that is your work, then the more you are diffusing your resistance, which means the more you are allowing your connection, then the more you allow yourself to move with this fast-moving stream, the more exciting life is, the more good-feeling life is, the more elevating life is, the more uplifting life is, the more exciting life is, the more passionate life is, the more clarifying life is. In other words, there is nothing more delicious in all of the universe than to be focused in a magnificent physical body, having given birth to all kinds of intentions and desires, to be focused in the direction of the fulfilling of those desires, to be tuned and tapped in, turned on to the vibration of who you really are, in an attitude of expectation of all things that you want coming to be. That is what you intended when you came forth into this physical body. And nothing else is normal or right for you, and nothing else will ever satisfy you. Every particle of negative emotion is your indication that you're not up to speed with who you are relative to the subject that you are focused upon when you feel the negative emotion. So we want to say to you, how can you not know your path? How can you not know who you are? How can you not feel the clarity of your being? How can? And the only thing that we can figure out is that you've given other things the criteria for guidance. Somebody else said I should, or more people are voting for it, so I should go that way, or the rightness of it, or the truth of it. I'm using some. Esther said to Jerry the other day, I know this is negative, but it did happen. It did happen, and I think it is worth talking about. And Jerry said, or not. Why talk about something that makes you feel like that? Because it's true, and it happened, and people should know. That is not a good reason. In other words, we want all reasoning to go out the window, and we want you to replace it with only one solid staple from who you are as non-physical. If it feels good, I will consider it, and otherwise, it's off the table. And there are a lot of people who will say, oh, well, then you're wanting to live a sheltered life, and we say, you can't do that. You're going to be up there mixing it up. But once you've come to a conclusion, and your inner being rides the rocket of that conclusion, if you do anything other than ride the same rocket, you're not going to feel good. And then you say, it's his fault, it's her fault, it's that fault. And we say, you have control because you have focus.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.